Hey, Matt.
Oh, hey, Johnny. You know what I was just sitting here thinking? How much would those two hot chicks at the bar totally flip out if they knew I was Dango the Ice Dog?
I don't know. Do you even think they go to minor league hockey games?
Well, even if they don't, I am Dango, after all. How many people do you know who are prominently featured in the background of no fewer than two local television commercials? Plus, I'm always at charity events for the right price. And I'm the face of rabies control in the greater part of the county.
Well, just go up and talk to them then. Eventually they'll ask you what you do, and then you can tell them what you do, and I'm sure they'd get a real kick out of it.
What? Are you kidding? Does Batman ever reveal his true identity?
Yeah, but...
And what about Superman? Aquaman? Cher?
Dude, you put little kids' heads in your fluffy fake dog mouth during bad hockey games. It's not quite the same kind of pressure as Cher faces. I think we can both agree to that.
I bring joy to kids, Johnny. More joy than Do You Believe in Life After Love ever could. And if I tell those two women over there I'm Dango, and I end up taking them home for a threesome, what do you think is going to happen next?
Probably nothing.
I tell you what's going to happen next. They're going to want me to have sex with them as Dango. If it's happened once, it's happened once. So I'll put on that Dango head and the Dango suit and the Dango feet, and I will fulfill their fantasy mascot-a-trois. Then guess who feels stupid next morning when one of those ladies' kids walks in on their mother sleeping with her best friend and a guy in an enormous dog head and in a red tongue highly exaggerated in length. Who feels stupid then, Johnny?
Well, let's see.
Me, Johnny! I feel stupid because my job is to bring joy to that kid's life, and instead, I clearly just screwed his mom. How much joy do you think he's going to feel toward his beloved ice dog then? Huh, Johnny? And from that point on, every time he sees my commercial for Cottingham's pool supplies, guess what he's going to remember? Not the savings on chlorine tablets he's going to get at Cottingham's, I'll promise you that. Next thing you know, he tells all the kids at school, and then the word is out, yep, old Dango the Ice Dog accidentally impregnated another stupid barfly and then skipped town without a word to join the IHL. Terrific. Would that make you happy, John? Because that's exactly the kind of publicity that the 3-12 Scranton Wilkes-Barre Saberfangs don't need right now in the midst of a 4-game losing streak. Great idea, Johnny. Let me just go over there and tell them I'm Dango. Perfect.
Dude, sorry I mentioned it.
Oh, God. I don't mean to be a sourpuss, John. It's just, well, tonight I put a hex on the other team's goalie. You know, the dancing finger thing that I do. You know how I do it. Well, long story short, not 5 minutes later, that son of a bitch goalie breaks his femur. Gruesome accident. If anybody shot film of our games, I'd show you. Anyway, you know not one of the players on the Saberfang said thank you? Didn't get a single pat on the back or high five or nice hex, Dango. Nope, they acted as if I have zero bearing on the outcome of games. Well, it just pisses me off after a while, that's all.
Well, you do realize you don't have any bearing on games, right?
What?
Dude, you're my friend. But it's not like you're a rodeo clown who's there for the protection of the athletes. You're a grown man in a dog suit, using the same tired stunts the San Diego Chicken used 30 years ago. Sure, kids like you, but kids like everything that doesn't look like their parents or siblings. Why do you think Teletubbies are still around? Truth is, adults cringe when you're near, and probably wish they'd never have had children because you are around.
Oh. Wow. You do cut to the core, don't you, Johnny? Why do I even call you friend?
Well, that's easy. Because I'm Jasper the Jumping Jackrabbit, the best damn trampoline dunker in the WNBA. And you know that I've been there before, asking all the same questions you're asking now. And because, let's face it, no one else wants to be our friends, which is exactly why we hide our faces for a living and play to a crowd of the most easily entertained people on Earth. You see, we fear rejection in normal society just that much. And if even for a little while we're riding a four-wheeler in a costume over our costume and shooting free T-shirts into the crowd to a people we can't even believe are that excited about free T-shirts, we feel wanted, don't we? Maybe even loved. That's why we do it, Dango the Ice Dog. And deep inside, Dango, Matt Scott knows that too. You're right. You're right. Can I buy you a beer? Well, you better, because those two women over there sure as the hell aren't. You're probably right about that, my friend. You're probably right.
He was sad.